But we read this in Isaiah 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass for reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there. A what? A highway. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. The fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go thereupon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed. The redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The ones who wrote our songs and our songbook, they're not inspired. Not inspired men didn't speak as inspiration. This book inspired. But a man by the name of Philip P. Bliss lived in 1830 to 1876, not a long life. But he put together this song. I'm tempted to lead us in it, but I think I would rather just read it and accentuate certain phrases. More holiness give me, more strivings within, more patience in sorrow, more sorrow for sin, more faith in my Savior, more sense of His care, more joy in His service, and more purpose in prayer. Verse 2, more gratitude give me, more trust in the Lord, more pride in His glory, more hope in His word, more tears for his sorrows, more pain at his grief, more meekness in trial, more praise for relief. Third and last verse. More purity give me, more strength to overcome, more freedom from earth stains, more longings for home, more fit for his kingdom, more useful I'd be, more blessed and holy, more Savior like thee. We may not sing it a lot. And not only one of my favorites, but I believe it's one of the most challenging songs that we've ever sung. In Isaiah 35, he's prophesying of the coming of the Messiah and how the blind will be able to see, the lame will be able to walk, the deaf will be able to hear and talk. But in that verse 8, he prophesies about a highway, a way that shall be called the way of holiness. I believe, looking at these two entities and bringing them together, and looking throughout all of this book, I'm asking for God to give me more holiness. I'm asking that I am able to walk in the highway, the way of holiness. It's only our nature to maybe be a little hesitant to say I'm holy. It might be a little bit on the arrogant side for each of us to maybe profess that, and yet we're going to read in the course of our study of how God is challenging us to each be holy. Why? Why should I be holy? What's the undergirding structure, the superstructure, as it would be, of that reason why I could go to God in Ephesians 4, Colossians 3, and various other ones where it refers to holiness and say, God, please help me to be more holy? I want to offer three thoughts. Number one, look at the last verse. I want to be more fit for the kingdom, more useful I'd be, more blessed and holy, more Savior like thee. I can ask God for holiness because I want to be like God. I want to be like God. And yet, as we read the Word of God, it certainly is no secret that God is holy, purely holy. If I back up in the book of Isaiah to chapter 6, I would read in verse 3, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. But then if I go all the way over to the book of Revelation, the last book in the New Testament, in chapter 4, I'll read in verse 8, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rested not day and night, saying, this figurative, symbolic book has the beast saying, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. I want to be like God. And God wants me to be like Him in that regard. I can't be like God. I'm not everywhere present. I'm not all-knowing. I'm not all-powerful. But I am to be like God. If I go back to the Old Testament again, to a great book, it's called Zechariah, or Leviticus, rather. In Leviticus 19, we read in verse 2, God inspired him. God said, "You speak unto the congregation of the children of Israel, and you say unto them, you shall be holy, for I, God, your God, am holy." The children of Israel were told. Now, we know them quite well. We know how they fell a lot. We know they were lacking faith and they grumble and complain all the time. God is telling them through His inspired writer, "I'm holy, you be holy." And I turn over here to the New Testament in 1 Peter and Simon Peter. Now keep in mind who Peter was. Oh my, at times he would open his mouth and take one foot out and put the other foot in. But in verse 15 and 16 of 1 Peter 1, Peter said, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." The word conversation means manner of life. "In all of your manner of life, you be holy, because," he went on to say, "it is written, be ye holy, for I'm holy." Do we get a little bit of a different perspective now of the song? More holiness give me, Father. More strivings within, more patience and suffering, more sorrow for sin. But in the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, in chapter 4, we can read in verse 24, "And put on the new man, that after God hath been created in righteousness and holiness of truth." In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, at the first part, he various times he would say, "Take off this, put away this." And then he would focus on the idea of putting on or adding this. And here in verse 24, he's saying, "You add righteousness and holiness of truth." I want to be holy, and I'm asking God to help me to be holy. More holiness give me, because I want to be like God. Number two, I also want to be pure. To be holy is to be pure. And the Bible admonishes us, instructs us concerning living a pure, unspotted from the world life. James chapter 1. Paul would say in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, adding to that, "Having therefore the promises of God, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of the flesh and spirit." And then notice what he says, "perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Perfecting, making it more complete, increasing growth, maturity in that quality. Isn't that what this is doing? I'm trying to develop and make it more perfect in the fear of God, in the presence of God, respect of God, and I'm asking God more holiness, more purity. Verse 3, more strength, more freedom, more longings, more fit for the kingdom. I'm taking the attitude that I already have, the growth that I've already made, trying to purge out sin and make myself the man that God wants me to be, and you doing the same. But you see, I'm trying to develop it to the fullest, the best that it can be. The apostle of love, John, I love what he says in all of the book of 1 John, chapter 1, chapter 2, etc. But tonight, this afternoon, we're focusing on chapter 3. In 1 John 3, we read in verse 2, "Beloved, now we're the children of God. And it's not yet made manifest what we're going to be like." I like. It's like God, John is saying, I don't know what yet to come. And we don't know what yet to come. It hadn't been manifest, hadn't been told to us yet. But John went ahead to say, we know that if he shall be manifested, we shall be like him. For we shall see him even as he is. And then listen to the powerful additional thought. It's going to see him. Will be like he is. And everyone that hath this hope set on him purifieth himself. For even he is pure. So I want to be like God. I want to be holy. I want to be pure. Because I have set my hope on him, and I'm purifying myself. I'm trying to be everything that I can. And why? I understand full well God is 100% holy, 100% pure. I can't be that, but I can be as close as I can. More purity give me. But folks, we know full well that that's not easy. That's not an easy thing to do, to be pure. What's the process? Well, we become holy by purging out. Mortifying is the word in Colossians 3. Killing off that which is sin. Evil. Contrary to what God wants us to be. Paul would tell that young man, Timothy, in 2 Timothy 2, he would say, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet or suitable for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. He's telling Timothy, here's what you're going to need to do. To be suitable for God, to be sanctified, set apart from the world, to be a vessel of honor and prepared unto every good work. And we, should that not be our desire? But Simon Peter in the first book said that it's not going to be easy. He said there's going to be trials. I read in 1 Peter 1 and verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, it might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Christ. Here's trials. They're going to be tough, but it's going to be worth it. If my people, indeed, that are called by my name, God says, so turn away from their sins and call upon me. I'll be their God. 2 Chronicles 7. I want to be like God. More holiness give me. I want to be like God. I want to be pure. I'm asking God for holiness because I also want to enter heaven. This earth, Simon Peter says in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, is going to melt with fervent heat, burned up, melted, dissolved, and all the elements thereof. It is not going to endure forever. So my goal is the new heavens and the new earth. And we want that. We pursue that. We try to prepare for that every way we can. And we do that by holy living. I want to be like God. I want to be holy and pure. But I want to go to heaven. So it all meshes together, encapsulated in this song and in Isaiah 35 and in so many additional places. Simon Peter again, I'm going to go to him. It's found in 2 Peter chapter 3. It's after the part of verses 9 and 10 when he said, the day of the Lord's coming is the thief in the night, and the earth and the elements there are going to melt with fervent heat. He tells us that. And then in verse 11 he says, seeing that these things are thus all to be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy living and godliness? When I acknowledge the fact that this is not my home, this earth, and I acknowledge that I have a possible, a potential earthly home, mansion, waiting me in heaven, then how should I act? He says, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy living and godliness, comma. And Peter continues, looking for and earnestly desiring the coming of the day of the Lord, by reason of which the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. But according to his promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth. And then Peter gives us a little bit more of a glimpse. Goes hand in hand with the song. Goes hand in hand with that new highway, a way of holiness. Peter says, according to the promise, we look for a new heaven and earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. And wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for these things, give diligence that you may be found in peace, without spot, and blameless in God's sight. That's verses 13 through 14. So he shows us the way. Isaiah 35, he shows us and specifies that way, the highway, the way of holiness. And elsewhere we can read admonitions such as Hebrews 12 and verse 14, where the Hebrew writer says, follow peace with all men and holiness with which no man shall seek God. You've got to follow peace with man and holiness or you can't see God. In Revelation 22:14, blessed are the dead that wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates into the city. In Revelation 21 and verse 17, 7 says, he that overcometh shall inherit these things, and I shall be his God, and he shall be my son. So it really comes down to what we want. Can we truthfully and sincerely say that we're walking in that way of holiness, Isaiah 35? Is it our passion, our longing to God, petitioning Him, asking more holiness, give me? But you know, he's not going to just give it to us miraculously. It's what we've got to do. It's how we've got to live. I've got to put off certain things. I've got to put on certain things. I've got to add them to my faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, 2 Peter chapter 1, 5 and following. It's my work. as well. May I challenge each of us? Let's make it doable. Everything's doable if we make a mind up to it. But tomorrow, I want to make sure that I do tomorrow, if God gives us that additional day, Lord willing, He will, but we don't know. But if He gives us that day, that I want to be more like God, I want to be more pure, I want to passionately press on toward heaven. And I want to say, the words of this song guides me. More holiness give me, more strivings within, more patience and suffering, more sorrow for sin. And then at the end of tomorrow, I can look back over that 24-hour period maybe and say, you know, I'm closer to God. I've drawn nearer to God, and He's drawn nearer to me. I'm more like my Father. I want to be like Him. And then after one day, maybe take on another and another and another, maybe a week at a time, and ultimately maybe a month or the rest of our life, to have that attitude of being like God. Noel's going to lead us in the song that has been specified. If you will get your hymn book, turn there. If there's any way that we can help you spiritually, please let us do so. Come as we stand and sing.